The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hear more at FamilyMinute.org.
Portions of this edition of The Don Kroah Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
This hour's program is sponsored by Save the Children.
If it's news about Christian faith or values, they won't carry it. We will. You can hear it on The Don Kroah Show.
Live from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios, it's The Don Kroah Show on 105.1 FM WAVA.
The Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores, an outstanding group of dealerships throughout the DMV, including BMW, Infiniti, Mazda, Mini Cooper, Nissan, and Toyota. And as well, they have a state-of-the-art collision center, all of which are ready right now to serve your automotive needs. So if you're considering purchase of a new or a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport stands ready to meet those needs right now. And you can find out more by going to PassportAuto.com. That's PassportAuto.com. Hey, how you doing, folks? Hello there. Welcome to this hour of the Don Kroah Show. As Monday through Friday, we get together, talk about things going on in the world, 4 to 6 each afternoon, right here on 105.1 FM WAVA. And always a lot more fun when you're here with us. That's the truth. And it's especially fun when we get to work with some longtime friends. He's not an old friend. He's a longtime friend, Scott Wilder. Scott and I have traversed the globe together in various ways throughout the years. I can't remember all the places we've been, but he's with us today. Let me say that first, with a very exciting ministry we're going to talk about this hour called Save the Children. But having said that, Scott, I know we've been with the Bible League. We've been...
all around the world.
Yeah, we've been in several countries of the world, and I've always enjoyed those chances to get together with you and fellow broadcasters. It's a special privilege.
Well, you're very kind. Let me say something about your buddy there in the morning, Rich Lee, because I did travel
with Rich Lee.
Well, I
can tell you a couple of things about
him. No, I don't want to. No, you're not supposed to. What happens there stays here. But when I think of Rich Lee, I think of really three things. Number one, we'd fly on those 15-hour flights in the middle of the night. He would always be walking around with those miniature, like, Hershey's candies. So you could get, like, the Crunch Bar or the Mr. Good Bar. So he was kind of the candy man in that way on those flights. The other thing I remember is he always bought music instruments that were sort of attached to the place where we were. So if we were in India, for example, he'd get a sitar or something and bring it back. And the other thing I remember is being with him in India, and we were told, okay, you're going down to Chennai or Madras, and it's right there on the Bay of Bengal, or the Bay of Bengal, as they call it, right? Huge body of water. They say, no, listen, don't go swimming in the Bay of Bengal.
They shouldn't have said that to Rich.
Well, just wait. This is not coming as a surprise to you. I don't even tell them I'm going to say this. But they do not go swimming in the Bay of Bengal. If you know somewhere else you can, but not there, because the people there that live on the coast or live on the beach, in very 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 poor parts of India, obviously, and the caste system and all that, they sort of treat the Bay of Bengal as sort of a massive, you know, like a bathroom, and so they live on the beach and they might just relieve themselves out there, and they said there are so many people that live on the beach there. And I don't mean in houses, I mean literally on the beach, that's a real, real health issue. Well, you know, here comes Rich in some like 1930s long, short men's swim trunks type thing, and he's running with his fists up like he's Tom Cruise, you know, like Tom Cruise runs, and he goes right in the water. I mean, just dives. I said, oh my gosh, Rich, what are you doing? Anyway, we have lots and lots of stories of our time in the countries together. But it's always good to be back with you, Don. We've had some very special times on our trips, and good to be here with you for this cause at this time. So it's great to be here.
Now, in self-defense here, folks, I'm not the one that told that story.
No, that's okay. I guilty as charged. It was me.
Yeah, Scott's going to take responsibility.
Absolutely.
Probably Julie will hear from Rich tomorrow morning.
That's okay. Rich will be fine.
I love Rich. He'll be fine. He's the one that really got me my feet wet right here now over, well over 25 years ago. I remember I was so intimidated by things, how they were done here, the computers and all that. He said, don't worry about it. You'll have it in two or three
weeks. And I think we were talking this morning off the air, and I believe he's right at about 30-something years.
Yes,
he's been there. So, he's a staple. He's a great guy, and I've loved traveling with him, loved traveling with you. Yeah. And we get to, I've always said, for those of us who have the opportunity to go and see, we have the obligation to come and tell. That it's not enough just to have our lives be richer, and then have great stories to tell, good grandpa stories. I mean, that would be pretty selfish, pretty narrow, if that's the only value that came out of all the things that we've seen and the places that we've been. So I believe every bit of it is so that we might come back and make somebody's life a little bit bigger for things they might never see, most likely will never see, in their life. And so we tell the stories and take you there as much as we can.
Well, let's do that with Save the Children, because it's for folks who may not even have heard the hours we've spent already, take us to this campaign. Where is it? What is it all about? Why is it so easy for our listeners to be part of this?
You know, first of all, Save the Children has been around for over 100 years. At times of crisis and disaster, they work right on the ground. They're right on the front lines. They're the first group that FEMA calls in the United States when there are needs specific to children. They're the first group that the Red Cross calls in the United States when there are needs specific to children. The first one that the Red Crescent, I don't know if you know, but the Red Cross sister organization over there where the cross doesn't work like it does here as friendly, Save the Children is called because Save the Children puts first and foremost the needs of children. But where I spend most of my time is in Africa. I've been there 14 times so far. And the work, a long time ago, we said, look, I know that SAVE does a lot of things. I mean, you dig wells, you purify water, you have reading programs for kids in the United States to make sure that if their parents are both incarcerated and they have no real future, if they're not at the third grade reading level, by the time they're in third grade, it portends all kinds of bad things for them. So we know that SAVE does a lot of things, but what is the one thing that if it doesn't get fixed, if it doesn't get done, it means death? What is the most desperate thing? And they said, beyond any doubt, it is children younger than the age of 2 suffering from severe acute malnutrition in so many countries around the world and so many in sub-Saharan Africa. I never knew what the Horn of Africa meant. I didn't know what that meant. What is the Horn of Africa? But, of course, if you look at the map of Africa, on the east side, you'll see Yemen, this is off the water, Yemen, and then Africa. It looks like the horn of a rhinoceros. Yep. That is the Horn of Africa. And if you think about that whole area, it started Ethiopia up there a bit north of that and work your way all the way down. That whole area right there has been radically impacted by a drought like they've not seen in more than 50 years. I mean, just unbelievable what's going on. And when you combine that with, as you mentioned before in a previous segment, Don, so rightly, you combine that with all the other stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, there are tribes that are warring. You've got even Christian-Muslim war going on. You've got Sudan and South Sudan, the breakaway, and all the things that come with that, a new nation. In fact, when I was in South Sudan, when we were there, again, less than a year from the time they broke away. So it was real young still. It was chaotic. On the road that I traveled while I was there, two men were killed on that road. One was shot in the head, and one was stabbed by his driver. because he had accidentally shown too much cash or something. So it very, very dangerous. So when you combine all the different things, and then you can put on top of that, or maybe it's the foundation of all of it, mass starvation, severe acute malnutrition, children impacted more than any other category. When I was in Niger, the World Health Organization has declared Niger the worst place in the world to be a child. Worse than Afghanistan, worse than North Korea. The worst place in the world to be a child is Niger, where I was most recently. So if you want to join us providing miracles from the best place to be a child, join us today and call the number 888-884-4836 or go online to WAVA.com.
For by OpenJar Concepts. Attention firefighters, members of the military, and airport workers. For decades, first responders and firefighters at military bases and airports used a chemical-based foam to fight fires. Studies have shown the chemicals used to make aqueous film-forming foam, or AFFF, are highly toxic to humans and have been associated with several types of cancer. If you or someone you know was exposed to AFFF and were diagnosed with any of these cancers, including kidney, bladder, prostate, pancreatic, lymphoma, leukemia, testicular, and neuroendocrine, then you should call us immediately because you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call us at 800-515-8809. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file the claim, so call us now. 800-515-8809. Operators are standing by 24/7, so don't wait. 800-515-8809. That's 800-515-8809. Again, 800-515-8809.
For most of us, it's hard to even look at. We've all seen the images of a hungry child. She can barely move because that hunger has left her exhausted, lifeless. There's a name for this. It's severe acute malnutrition. Save the Children works in poor areas and cares for the child you're thinking of right now. But they can't do it without you. Just $30 a month can help Save Children for less than a dollar a day. Whether it's providing emergency nutrition or helping children displaced by war and natural disaster. For a child in need in any of the 120 countries around the world where Save the Children works, your $30 a month can change everything for a child who's suffering. Call 888-884-4836. That's 888-884-4836. Or give online at SaveChildrenToday.org.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Some people think that they are rejoicing in the Lord when they are on emotional high, you know, spiritual steroid. Woo, you know, they're rejoicing. No, beloved, not at all. At times when I'm rejoicing in the Lord, I'm sitting in silence and tears staining my face.
Dr. Michael Youssef.
When the Lord is all your sufficiency, you will always rejoice. You say, how do I experience the sufficiency of the Lord? There is no other way other than sitting down and spending time with Him. Time to know Him. Time to know His character. Time to know His word. Time to know His promises. Time to know His desire and His will for you.
Want to hear more poignant thoughts from Dr. Michael Youssef? Join him for his radio program, Leading the Way. or visit ltw.org.
Have you made that call yet? 888-884-4836. Again, 888-884-4836. We're on the web, wava.com. And Scott, I understand some folks have been doing just that.
They have. Sarah in Fort Washington said $100, and I get the doubling thanks to our friends at Passport Auto Group. That $100 becomes an impact of $200 today, Sarah. And I'm going to miss the name, pronunciation, Juin, let's say it that way, in Bowie. Is it Bowie? It's Bowie, isn't it?
That's
Bowie,
right.
Maryland. $60. The impact today is double that to $120. So thanks. And the number to call is 888-884-4836 or online. You simply go online to wava.com.
I am 55 years old. I am the grandmother of a 1 year old child who is now recovering from an acute malnutrition. And I brought him to a nearby health post. After they saw him, they told me that he is severely malnutritioned. And the health extension workers gave him some plum peanuts and medicines. Now he is recovering fast. Thanks for Save the Children for providing my grandson the plum peanuts that saved his life. It is a miracle. I am thankful very much.
We hear that again and again and again, Don. It is a miracle. It's a miracle food. I remember being in a hospital, and I'd say it's hospital. It's not like we think of a hospital, but it's a health post type hospital in a village. And there was a woman there who was there with her grandson, and with her daughter and with her grandson. And the grandson was suffering from severe acute malnutrition. We had brought Plumpy Nut. That's that ready-to-use therapeutic food. It's that paste that you can squeeze into the mouth of a child. It really saves the child's life. And she, when she saw us walk in, and you know this, Don, it's not so much dresses that the ladies wear. It's more like sheets that are kind of, you know, interestingly tied around them in knots in different ways and flung over this way and that. And she just got up and immediately started stomping her feet and making a really loud yelling sound, and she was dancing. You've seen it before. I know you have.
Yeah.
She's a yip, 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 or whatever it was, and she was singing, and dancing, and it was all because she knew.
She knew what she had.
That's right. That knew exactly that this is going to save the life of her grandson. And so, listen, I wish everyone listening, and I know, Don, you've had this feeling before, too. I wish I could just take everybody who's listening with us. I wish you could go there. And the fun thing is, if you were to go with, we'd go together. When we get back, I promise you, even this former talk show guy, me, you wouldn't let me get a word in edgewise. You'd be telling all the things that you saw and all the ways your eyes were opened and all the things that you never knew were true or that you heard before. Don, you know, Lauren has not traveled internationally as much. We traveled with Save the Children internationally, and we were out in another country in South America. And later she said, you know, I've always heard you say things like, this little woman had a restaurant, but it wasn't really like a restaurant. It was sort of like just a plastic couple of chairs that she put up in her front yard.
Yep.
Or the dirt outside her hut. And whatever she could cook that's left over, she'd try and sell it to people. But they call it a restaurant. And she couldn't, nobody would come to her little restaurant. And Lauren said, you know, I've always heard you talk about that. I've never really understood it until I was at a place where I looked and said, that is what he's been talking about all this time. So it would be great if we could take every single person. But trust us, you can make a huge difference. It's so easy. There are so many things that we have no control over, so many things that you see in the news and you say, I can't do anything about that. What am I going to do about that? But this is something we can all do something. That, you know, it can be overwhelming, of course. You might say, what difference does it make? Well, listen, when you're that grandmother of that baby that is a year old and weighs 8 pounds, I mean, a year old and weighs 8 pounds, my brother turns 60 today. His first grandchild will be born today. Now, I guarantee you that grandchild will probably be 6, 7, 8 pounds, maybe more. I had twin boys. One was 6'14", the other was 8'5". So when you're talking about babies that are severely malnourished, you're talking about in some cases, they go by kilograms there. They'll say, I'll say, how much does she weigh? How old is she? She's 5 months old. How much does she weigh? She weighs 2.2 kg. Well, 2.2 kilograms is under 5 pounds. So, you know, it is a whole different world out there. And today, we can reach out, have compassion, show the love of Christ, give what you're going to give, say a prayer, leave it there, and just don't worry about it. God will bless. Aren't we glad the boy with the loaves and fishes didn't say, yeah, it's not enough. Can't make a difference. We have a lifelong lesson. For 2,000 plus years, that story has been told and has helped us because he was responsive and he held what he had loosely in his hands. And we have this lesson that reminds us, don't ever think that the Lord can't do what he wants to do with whatever it is you have. Little, what we think is little, is much when it's in the hands of the Lord. So join us today in providing about Plumpy Nut.
Yeah, talk if you would about Plumpy Nut for folks who have heard us mention it. Mm-hmm. But the science behind it, I mean, people might say, come on, a tube full of some paste of some sort, and you're telling me that within days that child's going to start to recover, and that if I'm willing to support that child's need for a year, let's say, that he's actually going to come back from death itself? Yeah.
No, it's true. In fact, don't take my word for it. Listen to Carolyn Miles, who was with me in Ethiopia.
We're using this Plumpy Nut in places like Ethiopia where you do have these severely malnourished kids, and it really is amazing what happens for these children. I visited many of these centers, and a child that, you know, one day looks like really they are about to die, within a couple days is a completely different kid. And so that's one of the programs that we're doing in Ethiopia.
I think if you watch the YouTube thing I mentioned earlier, you would see Anderson Cooper interview her at the time she was president of U.S. Save the Children. But yeah, it really is the case. It's packed with minerals.
Where did they find this stuff?
Well, they developed it. It was actually developed. See, a long time ago, people found that if you could do like milk products, it would really help kids a lot, who maybe bring them back. Yep. You could add medicine to those things, and they would be able to maybe take it in a spoon if you heated it up. The problem is those things had to be refrigerated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so a woman, you know, they have no electricity there. They can't have it in their village. They have no ability for transportation. So these women could not bring a child, carry a child, walk with a child for miles and miles and miles, and then stay somewhere for a week and a half. You can't do that. It wasn't able to do that. So many times those children would just die. They might go and they might feel better for a day and they go back, but because it had to be tied to electricity. Well, it doesn't anymore. So you see pallets and pallets of this ready-to-use therapeutic food. And when you get it in the pack, you sort of knead it like you knead dough. You knead it sort of back and forth, kind of loosen it up a little bit. It tastes like sort of a gritty, oilyish peanut butter. Has a little more of an aftertaste than we're probably used to eating peanut butter, but it's very flavorful for kids. They like it, but at the first time they're getting it, they're barely even conscious. I mean, mothers or I or you would have to squeeze it into their mouth. But it is medicine that is food that is medicine. It is digestible and ingestible by children that cannot take an extra bowl of rice or beans or soup or anything else. And especially mothers that are used to, you know, mother's milk for their babies. Well, if the mothers are suffering from hunger, they don't have it either. And so today you're providing that Plumpy Nut. Every $60 can provide enough to save one child. $120 could save a brother and sister. $600 could save 10. We had somebody earlier that gave $600 to save 10 children. So do what you can. And we'll just continue to pray and ask you to pray as you give when you call 888-884-4836 or online at wava.com.
And remember, as we go to this break, every dollar right now is still being doubled by our money from Passport. They've given another generous $8,000 challenge this month. Most of that still remaining as of this moment to double your gift. So, you do the math. You want to give a $1,000 gift, it'll be doubled to $2,500, so forth and so on. Whatever you can give, let's do it now. And one more time on that number, 888-884-4836, or on the web, WAVA.com.
Let's be real. Retirement is expensive, and inflation is making it even harder with the cost of everything going up from pet food to a dozen eggs. Wouldn't it be great if the cost of your health care could go down? Well, MediShare 65 Plus is $99 a month for ages 65 to 74. And for many with Medicare Parts A and B, looking at other options, that's 50% or more saved per month. No gimmicks. It's $99 a month, and you can use any Medicare-approved doctor or facility, and you get 24/7 access to telehealth from the convenience of your home. Better yet, MediShare is a Christian nonprofit organization. It's a community that'll pray for you and encourage you. And since we've cut out the middleman, you get to keep the savings. Call now. You can learn more about MediShare 65 Plus. Here's the number, 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
HD radio listeners can hear WAVA-FM on 105.1 FM HD1. And hear us on our mobile app and on radio.com.
Don Crow here. Thinking about selling your home and want to net the most amount of money? You need to call my friends Debbie, Sarah, and Reynolds & Power Home Team with Keller Williams. Matt and Angie did just that. Debbie and Sarah sold their home on Beachmore Drive, and their proven system got them multiple offers and $30,000 over asking price. Debbie and Sarah already have the buyers. There are over 15,100 buyers in their exclusive Buyers in Waiting program. Think about it. With that many pre-screened, ready buyers, Debbie and Sarah create more demand for your home. More buyers equals more offers, which means more money for you. Debbie and Sarah are so confident they will sell your home that they'll guarantee it in writing. Call the only ones I would trust to sell my home, Debbie, Sarah, and Reynolds & Power Home Team. Call 844-881-SOLD. That's 844-881-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com to sell your home for more.
WAVA periodically runs contests. Complete contest rules for any contest promoted on WAVA can be found on WAVA.com.
The WAVA Christian School Tuition Program is active now. Go to WAVA.com and click on the yellow school bus to find a participating school near you.
Did you know that there's one place you can go to hear God's words of hope spoken into your life anytime, anywhere? OnePlace.com. Listen to your favorite Christian programs, read daily devotionals, and get answers to your tough questions, all at OnePlace.com or on the OnePlace app in the Apple and Android app stores. Visit OnePlace.com today.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is on Life-Changing Talk Radio, 105.1 FM, WAVA, weekday mornings at 9:30.
Love, joy, and happiness. That's what you feel when your baby is well-fed and nourished. If you are pregnant, a new mom, breastfeeding, or have a child under the age of 5, you may qualify for WIC, a nutrition benefit program. To see if you are eligible, visit VirginiaWIC.com. That's VirginiaWIC.com. A program brought to you by the Virginia Department of Health.
Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low of 63. Tomorrow hot with periods of clouds and sun. We'll reach a high tomorrow of 93. Tomorrow night clear and moonlit with a low of 68. Saturday times of sun and clouds with a thunderstorm in spots in the afternoon. We'll reach a high Saturday of 83. Download the AccuWeather app and check AccuWeather.com often. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
Want to make a difference, folks? You can in our campaign with Save the Children. And again, I want to remind you that right now, better part of $8,000 is on the table, ready to double your gift. Scott's going to give us the number, and tell us more about how easy it is to literally save a child's life in one of the African nations we're talking about.
It's so easy. I mean, all you have to do is call the number and say, I want to give $60. That provides enough plumpy nut, that emergency medication and nutrition that we talked about, to save the life of one child. So think of it that way. $60 could save one. If you want to break that down to $30 a month for the next 12 months, you'd be helping to save children. It'd be six over the next year. You'd be helping to save children throughout the year. 888-884-4836 or online at WAVA.com.
Here at our Save the Children Clinic at the Agee Hospital, we're treating children who are malnourished due to a devastating food crisis. Young babies have been hit especially hard. Mothers walk long distances to bring their malnourished girls and boys to our hospital. Some little ones are on the verge of death. 19-month-old Rabiu was one of those children. When he arrived, his body was so frail he couldn't swallow milk. He had severe diarrhea from dirty water. Clearly, this child was in danger, weighing little more than a newborn. Thankfully, after several medical treatments and therapeutic feeding, Rabiu's weight increased dramatically. His eyes brightened and his smile returned. The caring doctors and nurses helped save his life. Now he's back in his village and on the road to recovery, where he'll continue to receive life-saving nourishment through our outpatient feeding program. I shudder to think what would have happened had we not been there for Rabiu.
Think about Rabiu. Think of that Penny Crump with Save the Children. 19 months old, weighs little more than a newborn. As I recall, he was still under 10 pounds. 19 months old, almost 2 years old, under 10 pounds, really on the brink of death. And you provide that plumpy nut. That's what saved Rabiu. That's what saves the children that I've spent time with, 50 children under the age of two in one little hospital, in one little city, in one country in Africa. I was in Niger, and we were on 10.5 hours Jeep ride from the nation's capital, Niamey, and we were there, and we were just 50 kids coming in being carried by their parents, 50 every single day. Sadly, I stood at the foot of a bed one day where the child was, and the next day, as Ali, my interpreter, said, she is no more. She died. She died overnight. And it doesn't happen all the time, but it happens way too often. If it happens at all, it's too often. But I mentioned that just to let you know, it is life and death. It isn't just, hey, those kids could use an extra meal, or their food, what do you call it, insufficient, or whatever the word is, the phrase that we use here in the United States. These are children that are literally starving. They're starving to death, and they're waiting for what they need from you, the ready-to-use therapeutic food, the plumpy nut. And that can be done by picking up the phone and saying, I'm going to be a part of it today. 888-884-4836 is the number. 888-884-4836. And we're standing by for your phone call, or simply go online. You can handle it so quickly online if you go to WAVA.com.
How is it, Scott, that they decide each year or throughout the year, this is the area we have to go to next? Because you've already described it in some detail, but I mean, it's not just one country or two, but as we know, the entire continent of Africa itself is just riddled with poverty and sickness and disease and all of this. So where are some of the hot spots that they say, this we have to go do first?
Yeah, it's a great question. And when it was Save the Children, you know, of course, already in 120 countries around the world. So already in so many, including here in the United States. But if you could look at a map of the continent of Africa, I think you'd just say, it's the whole continent. I mean, it's everywhere. I mean, it really is. I'm looking at it right now. It is virtually everywhere where the work is going on. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I think there are 7 exceptions, but that's it. I mean, Ethiopia is a huge center there. The Ethiopian, the government has, to its credit, become very responsive and helpful. There are some countries, not Ethiopia, but there are some countries where government is, as you know, Don, can be a little bit corrupt, and you give money, it doesn't work out well. Ethiopia is not one of those countries. So it's a big base there in Ethiopia. But when you're going to, I mean, you're talking about Burkina Faso, the Congo, Egypt, Ethiopia, Kenya, Malawi, Mozambique, Niger, Nigeria, Rwanda, Sierra Leone, Somalia, South Sudan, Tanzania, or as they call it, Tanzania, Uganda, Zambia, Zimbabwe. I mean, that's just on the continent of Africa. And then you go to the Middle East, and you go to Asia, and you go to Europe, and you go even to North America, and the needs that are here, South America, the needs that are there. So, you know, whether it's talking about the impact of COVID outbreak in Venezuela, I mean, that was a huge thing. Or you talk about the earthquake that happened recently in Syria and Turkey. I mean, you talk about that, that's insane what was going on there with the earthquake, the need for children to be cared for in that part of the world. So where does Save the Children work? Wherever there are needs that children have. And while it's true, I could have said, I really would rather work only in Australia or only in South Korea or only in the Amazon region, any of those places. There's great work going on. So it's not a not an either or. It just grows and grows and grows and grows. And, for example, when the Ukrainian war, when that all broke out with Russia, were you on the trip we went to Ukraine and,
no,
and Moscow?
No, I wasn't.
Okay. On that trip, we actually were in Ukraine. We were in Kiev, and we drove from Kiev to Moscow. So when I saw the war going on, I said, oh, my gosh, I've been right there. Well, Save the Children is there on the ground in Ukraine. And when they're fleeing out of the country into neighboring countries like Romania and Poland, Save the Children is there. There are people on the ground. I mean, and of course, the need, it may slip from the headlines. Of course, that war is still going on. It may slip from the headlines, but the needs are still huge. And the needs that came from Hurricane Ian, or even 5 years ago, whatever it was, with Hurricane Harvey, the devastation to little schools and daycares in the Houston area, they're still recovering from that stuff. Now, the cameras are long gone. We're off to the next thing we obsess on. But the needs are still there. So Save the Children is still there. So you could look at a Mac, you go to savethechildren.org, you look and say where we work. I mean, virtually the whole planet is covered. And that's only because of the generosity of people like those listening and giving today.
Would you make a call right now as we take this quick break? Be as generous as you can. $60 will take care of the needs of two children. $30 does it for one, of course. And as we've said, my goodness, if you want to give $30 a month for 12 months, that's six children whose lives you're going to save over a year's time. But whatever you can give, remember, it's going to be doubled right now by Passport Money when you call 888-884-4836. 888-884-4836 or on the web, WAVA.com. Stay with us. Coming right back with more.
Investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil and natural gas keep going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. If you invest in oil and natural gas, you're allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel, and natural gas is the fuel of the future and trading at record prices. Call 800-287-6691. Encore Energy is a major investor and experienced operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 800-287-6691. That's 800-287-6691.
Alexa can play WAVA-FM and hear us wherever you are on our mobile app, iHeart, TuneIn, or radio.com.
Chuck and Olga with Pearson Smith Realty are making it happen every day in the DMV. Need to sell your home? Don't want to do needed repairs or upgrades? They'll make it happen. Need a quick sale? They'll make it happen with multiple cash offers within 3 days. No repairs, no painting, no updates, no problem. Want to buy a home? Need financing? They'll make it happen. Want to maximize your equity? They'll help you update and you can pay at settlement. Chuck and Olga making it happen in the DMV. 703-898-8930.
For most of us, it's hard to even look at. We've all seen the images of a hungry child. She can barely move because that hunger has left her exhausted, lifeless. There's a name for this. It's severe acute malnutrition. Save the Children works in poor areas and cares for the child you're thinking of right now. But they can't do it without you. Just $30 a month can help Save Children for less than a dollar a day, whether it's providing emergency nutrition or helping children displaced by war and natural disaster. For a child in need in any of the 120 countries around the world where Save the Children works, your $30 a month can change everything for a child who's suffering. Call 888-884-4836. That's 888-884-4836. Or give online at SaveChildrenToday.org.
It's contagious, it's viral, and it's threatening to bring your family closer than ever before. It's throwing even the most stable couples off balance. Rebellious teens are no match for its power. It's addictive, disarming, and downright obnoxious. It's free, it's beautiful, and it's good for you.
Make every day count with laughter. Get tips to keep you laughing with your family at the Make Every Day Count Facebook page at facebook.com/makeeverydaycount.
Wesley is a truck driver.
I drive a truck, and I love what I do.
A truck driver with IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Quite a few letters in the mail. They were talking about wage garnishment, coming after my house, my car. Yeah, they don't play around. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
One sleepless night, Wesley finally made a call to Optima Tax Relief at 2 a.m.
Kind of figured I'd get a machine, but I didn't. I actually got to talk to an actual person in the middle of the night.
He found just what he was looking for.
Oh, they were great people. You need a team of people that know what they're doing. Optima Tax, they know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Happy don't even come close. I was absolutely overjoyed.
Take Wesley's advice.
If you're in any kind of trouble with the IRS, call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, folks, have you done it yet? Have you made that call? 888-884-4836. Some of you have, I know. Would love to have others of you join us in saving the lives of children. And for just a $30 gift, well, let's say $30 a gift for 12 months, is going to bring six children back from the very brink of starvation. Scott Wilder's here with me with Save the Children. To explain more how easy it is for you to do this and what a powerful little thing really is involved, a little tube of something called Plumpy Nut.
It's so easy to do. Let me thank Pamela in Damascus who said, and see, I just know Pamela has some combination of either four kids or four grandkids or maybe two and two because she said, I want to save four kids.
Yeah.
And, of course, right now that four becomes eight thanks to our friends at Passport Auto Group, doubling up to $8,000. The first $8,000 gets matched dollar for dollar. I don't know about you, but I like that. I don't want to miss the chance to have my gift maximized with thanks to our friends at Passport Auto Group. So call the number 888-884-4836 or online at wava.com. Yeah, you still have time. Scott Wilder with Don Crow, 888-884-4836. You know, every one of those combinations of numbers is divisible by 8. Anyway, I get obsessed on those things. 888-884-48, yep, and 36, yep. 888-884-4836 or online at wava.com. We're waiting on you, praying for you, hoping you'll join us in making a difference in saving kids under the age of two by providing that Plumpy Nut, that ready-to-use therapeutic food. It is a miracle. It really, really is a miracle food. And, I mean, the women will say, it is a miracle food. They shout it out. They sing about it because it's saving the lives of their kids, their grandkids. And, man, isn't it something? It's sort of like the in purifying water, the biggest thing that's happened is is reverse osmosis, right? Reverse osmosis in that process of purifying water allowed us to bring purified water to more people than ever before. In the same way, this Plumpy Nut is a game changer. It brings kids back from the brink of death And today you have a chance to join us in doing that, and we're excited to give you the opportunity. Without apology, we give you the chance to do it. We used to say, what kind of friend would I be if I didn't give you the chance to do this wonderful thing? And for a second to be reminded of just how blessed we really are, that, you know, our kids are safe. And, you know, you are coming alongside and providing enough to save a child, but you're also saving a desperate parent who maybe is looking to the horizon and wondering, is today the day? Because there are no safety nets in that part of the world, not like we have. We have a family safety net, community safety net, that kind of thing. Don, you know, that kind of stuff. They don't have it over there.
No.
So we get a chance to be that. So join us today in doing it, saving babies under the age of two by providing that plumpy nut. We're waiting on your phone call now.
Let me ask you this. What happens longer term? You say, this is wonderful. I can provide to bring that child back from literally, and we're not, as I said earlier, folks, we don't ever feel the need to speak in hyperbole. Mm-hmm. In fact, we usually feel like I don't have words big enough or clear enough to tell you what the need is, but what happens to these children long term?
It's a great question, and Save the Children is still there. I mean, if I told you, hey, let's provide that extra bowl of rice or beans, let's take a child from one meal a day to two or two meals a day to three, Save the Children does all that. Let's purify water. Let's do a critter campaign where we're providing goats and donkeys and chicks to families so they have some economic freedom. Let's provide a cow or a calf and goats, and then the goats have other goats. They sell them at marketplace. Let's work with their economic freedom, move toward that. There are micro loans, that kind of stuff that I know you know goes on in that part of the world all the time. How about where we were in Managua, Nicaragua, girls and women who are pregnant? What responsibility do we have to make sure that those girls take care of their body? They know how to take care of their bodies. They have parenting classes. They come and take these things for free. I mentioned before the reading programs for children younger than third grade. You got to be at third grade reading level by third grade, or the chance you're going to be incarcerated, have drug and alcohol problems, have violence. It goes way up. So all those things, including back in a village, making sure that those things are taking place, that is there. But when it breaks, for me, it's sort of like, you know, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they're endowed by their creator with the inalienable right, that among these are life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. What is the first of that? Life. There's no liberty without life. There's no pursuit of happiness without liberty. So in the same way, we can't bring a kid, develop a kid, improve a kid's life if we don't have the very first thing that is saving their life. And that's what we have a chance to do. So, yeah, all that stuff is taken care of. They're all done. But today what we talk about is that very first step. A child is suffering from severe acute malnutrition, and that child will either die or that child will live. And then beyond that, of course, you know, there's all that we can do. The work that you've heard, these testimonies in places where there's severe drought, all those things, economic things, other things, education things, the four pillars I talked about at the beginning. And that is, every child has a right to a healthy start. Every child has a right to safety and protection from harm. Every child has a right to an education. Every child has a right to meet their potential in these refugee camps. I was just reading some of the things that happened in the refugee camps. We provide child-friendly spaces, which I know we've talked about before. 62 child-friendly spaces where boys and girls had a secure area, paid, trained staff. They could socialize, play, feel like children again, even in the midst of fleeing war in Ukraine. So those are many things that SAVE does. The life and death part is what we're talking about today. And that's providing that plumpy nut. 888-884-4836 or at WAVA.com.
Tune in for an important message from Bishop Derek Greer.
Hello, folks. I want to invite you to join me and leaders from across the country on June 10th and 11th for our first National Unity Weekend. Right now, we have over 20 states represented and the list is rising. And what we're going to do is we're going to take action to foster racial healing within our nation. On June 10th, we're going to do something very special. We're going to show the love of Jesus by uniting to serve the needs of the underserved in several major areas across the country. Then on June 11th, pastors across the United States are going to show unity by teaching from a shared text, Galatians 3 and 28. How can you be a part? Number one, go to unityweekend.com and sign the statement of change. Number two, have your church go to the website to register for this transformative weekend. And number three, share this initiative with your friends, your family, your co-workers, or someone in need. Together, we can make this an incredibly impactful weekend. As we unite the church, we will unite the nation. So go to unityweekend.com and be part of the change.
Don Crow here for Plymouth Haven Baptist Church in Alexandria, Virginia. In his book, Your God is Too Small, J.B. Phillips tells of the little boy who, when asked what he thought God was like, said, "I think he's like a big policeman in the sky, looking down to see if anyone's having any fun so he can come down and stop it." Sadly, as Phillips himself observed, too many adults have the same distorted views of God, and as a result, they live life under a cloud of disappointment and fear whenever they even think about God. But how does God really feel about you? John 3:16 says it all. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but will have everlasting life." Why not find out more about how much God loves you with a visit to Plymouth Haven Baptist Church, 8600 Plymouth Road in Alexandria, Virginia. For more information, go to plymouthhaven.org on the web.
We can tell you about the incredible success we bring to local businesses, but it's better when it comes directly from our satisfied clients. Here's just one example.
After searching for a new vendor to handle my search marketing campaign, I contacted Salem Surround after seeing the great work they did for another restoration company in the different market. Their team of experts recommended a mix of multiple tactics designed to get my business the most quality leads at the lowest cost, making my marketing budget stretch further. In our first year partnering with Salem Surround, we recorded our best year to date, and I've told many people how blessed I was to find them. The representative answered the phone every time I called and quickly addressed any questions or concerns I had.
Let Salem Surround give you an absolutely free audit of your current marketing and show you what your competition is doing. Then we can come up with a personalized plan that's perfect for your needs. Google Salem Surround DC and let our marketing experts help you achieve real success. Remember to Google Salem Surround DC today.
Sellers, you can still get a great price for your home because of low inventory, but it's not going to last. Call Chuck and Olga at 703-898-8930.
Hebrews 13:3 says we should remember those in prison as if we were in prison with them. We'll help you know how to pray for persecuted Christians right here on WAVA this coming Sunday at 1:30 p.m. on the Voice of the Martyrs radio.
Join us for the Voice of the Martyrs radio every Sunday afternoon at 1:30 p.m. on Life-Changing Talk Radio, 105.1 FM, WAVA.
Couple of minutes remaining, Scott, of this hour, but plenty of time for folks to jump in and save some children's lives.
Well, it's true. I want to thank Pamela and Juin and Sarah and Jolin and Paula, all who called most recently, and all your gifts are doubled. They're matched dollar for dollar thanks to our friends at Passport Auto Group. So $100, the impact is $200. $500, the impact is $1,000 at this number. As long as we still have time from Passport Auto Group. So $8,000, still most of that's remaining, but I wouldn't wait too long. 888-884-4836 or online at wava.com. You can save a life for two or five or ten. And as we've said before, you know, we don't give out of gratitude, out of guilt. We don't want anybody to give out of guilt. We tell you the stories not because we want you to say, "Oh man, that's a real bummer." We want it to. It is not intended to talk about how bad things are somewhere else. It is intended to give you the real picture, because we then can compare there to here, and we can see how blessed we are. We can kind of forget in the middle of it. So. We're waiting on you, 888-884-4836, or online at wava.com.
And final word for this hour. Tomorrow I'll need to be away from the show. However, this intrepid talk show host and voice that you've heard for so many years. Scott's going to be here handling everything. He'll have the helm throughout the 2 hours tomorrow. And I know, Scott, folks are going to be looking forward to teaming up with you once again then. So thanks for being with us today.
You're most welcome, Don.
Again, that number, folks, to make a gift of any amount, $30 is an operative word. $60 is a wonderful figure. It'll change a child's life. 888-884-4836. Or just go online to our website, wava.com.
The WAVA Christian School Tuition Program is active now. Go to WAVA.com and click on the yellow school bus to find a participating school near you.
Leading the Way with Michael Youssef. Weekday mornings at 11 on Life-Changing Talk Radio, WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life-changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.